Okay. I'd like to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 10:38. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Mason?
Present.
Congressman Supranaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Gibbs-Fox?
Present. Next item on our agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Edwards, would you say our prayer, please?
Dear Lord, as we go about the work of the Osage Congress today, give us kind hearts and strong minds to do the will of the people. Be with those who are sick, those who are in mourning, our children, our elders, those who serve in the military. We ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes.
The only printer that works.
What's going on over here?
Motion to approve the minutes of March 27th as presented.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is legislation, attorney hire for the Press Act. And Congresswoman Edwards made this request, so I am going to give her the floor.
Thank you. So in about our Press Act was enacted somewhere early on in our existence, and
First Congress.
Right.
First Congress.
So I think it's what it says and what it does is it establishes some guidelines under which the press will operate, and it has some duties of the editor and duties of the editorial board. And I think we need to, I've wanted to revisit that legislation for a while, because I think there's, I don't know that it's clear as to the role of the editorial board. And at times when I've discussed with the editorial board, how does this work, there's been some lack of clarity on their part as to their role. And sometimes it's their opinion that they don't have a role in certain areas that I think the canons of journalistic, they're called professional journalism canons, would require. So I wanted us to retain an independent person who has experience in, if not drafting legislation, certainly as a drafter, as an attorney, who has experience in representing First Amendment cases and also representing editorial boards, who perhaps has even sat on an editorial board and who's familiar with the unique circumstances of an Indian community, in helping us to formulate some possible amendments to the legislation. I will state that I have emails reaching out to the chief in 2015, reaching out to the board. I've gone to board, editorial board meetings and asked for their input, and I, to date, haven't received any. So, two years is probably long enough to wait for some input. But I'm not opposed to putting out an RFP. I was given the name of an attorney who sat on the board of the Cherokee Phoenix, who has some experience, and I reached out through Trey and asked him to submit a proposal. So I'm happy to for us to advertise Turtle Talk or the Bar Journal or anywhere else we deem appropriate to see if we can get some other interested parties. But I'm not, I mean, I can write it myself, but I think it would be better given the players and the circumstances if we got some help and assistance from some experts. I also want to collect the current policies and procedures, letters that people might have, articles, emails, anything that anybody has that would bear on how to make a better law. So that's where I am. I have several emails that I'm happy to submit. For example, I've got an email from one member of the board that talks about that they need a letter to, they need a new letter to, this was in August of 2015, talks about they need a new letter to the editor policy. We basically don't have one. That was in August of 2015. You know, our board, our law needs to talk about how letters to the editor work. If you submit a letter to the editor, there ought to be a policy about how and when it gets printed. So, at least as of August 2015, they didn't have that. So, I think it's time for us to take a fresh look at that law. And like I said, I prefer that it be done initially by someone else besides members of Congress, the executive branch, the judicial branch. The current board was offered the opportunity and I would say declined. So that's where I am, and that's why I put it, asked that it be put on the agenda.
Congressman Mason.
I appreciate Congresswoman Edwards' talk and presentation regarding this law that we created here in Congress. I appreciate the thought and fact that, yeah, we could get somebody else to, another attorney or legal advice to at least review our law. You know, the law came from this body. We created that, we birthed it. And within that are, like within any law, there's probably strengths and weaknesses. And it sounds like Congresswoman Edwards is thinking in terms of another pair of lenses, another set of eyes to look at this, to see our strengths and weaknesses in our law that we created. Again, I know that we don't wish or want to get into any kind of management via law or tell them how to run a newspaper, et cetera. I'm more concerned in that particular law, as well as others, but this one, to get another piece of advice from an attorney out there, and as Congresswoman Edwards said, an RFP, she would entertain a request for some attorneys to give us a thought that they might be interested in coming up here. I believe we can do that here in Congress. This is our law. This is our table. This is our committee. If we want to pursue that, I think it's So it's up to us to do that, as we're going to review our law. Thank you.
So I talked with Congresswoman Edwards this week, and my thoughts on it were, I always hear this branch of government say, we have the Attorney General's office so that we wouldn't be outsourcing a bunch of legal work, more lawyers, and we're always hiring more lawyers to look at this or look at that. And so my suggestion was to have the Attorney General's office, who we already pay for, look at this. And then it was kind of brought up, well, they represent the executive branch. They do fall within the executive branch. And my thoughts to that were, well, I believe that the Attorney General's office, yes, they fall under the executive branch, but I believe that they would look at something fairly when it comes to the editorial board, the election board, a law that we have in place. And I trust them to render a fair opinion in looking at the law or a process that we think might need to be tweaked or revamped. I'm, number one, not in favor of this being sent out of our branch or government to have someone to pay someone else to have to come and look at our law. I'm not in favor of that. In the event that this committee decides to go that route, I will be in favor of having an RFP, because I think that this branch of government also does a very good job of not being very happy and being very vocal when we sole source something to someone, and I'm not in favor of that. We don't like it when other people do it, so I don't think we should be doing it ourselves. So if the committee decides that they want someone outside of this government to look at something and tell us whether we think it's fair or how it needs to be tweaked or revised, which again, I don't think that we should be doing that. I think we should look at it ourselves and make that decision for ourselves. I think we've got a smart enough group of people within Osage Nation to do that ourselves, then I'll be for making sure that there's an RFP. And that's just my opinion on the whole thing. Congressman Mason.
You've swayed me. A good presentation, a good thought. And I, for one, I too believe that this is something in-house. This belongs in our nation. This is our paper. It was our law. I think what we're saying is that, we can look at it through our lenses, but if it's Attorney General and the legal people that we have here, okay. If it's another source, I'm just thinking it's that, we need someone else to perhaps review this law. It would be nice to get another opinion about it. And it'll come back to us anyway on the table for us to. So who does that is kind of up to us, I suppose, to come out of this committee as a suggestion to the body, or we do it ourselves as a committee. This is Congressional Affairs Committee. That means we're taking care of in-house stuff that happens here among in our house, in our nation. So as I said, I appreciate both of your inputs. Thank you.
Can I ask a question for Cody?
Yeah, hold on just 1 second. And then I wanted to let the committee know that the Osage News does have the Osage News Editorial Board is holding a special meeting today at 1:30 in the Osage News Conference Room. And their agenda is welcome, call to order, opening prayer, executive session, legal, consideration of action following executive session, Osage News debates, editorial board recusals, adjournment. It's as much as I know, so I don't know if one of us could get up there. Maybe we could go up there and see what's going on with their agenda, if you want to. Shannon and then Cuggy.
I just wanted to ask Cuggy if he can recall how many times CA has authorized an attorney to be hired to help with writing legislation, because I know that the Economic Development Committee has had that happen, and you might not have been the chair when it happened, but I know that we've hired attorneys to help with writing legislation before.
Thomas, we've done it quite a few times, but I have to be honest about it, I think it was, we wasted a lot of money once, we didn't get much out of it.
I think a lot of people feel that way, Cuggy.
I do have a question, when I saw that notice, it said it was gonna be executive session, what would be, you know, it's pretty specific what reasons you can go into executive session. What would they be talking about that would require executive session?
I don't know, I just said, I don't know, I'm reading the agenda, we all got it, and our notices in our calendar, and that's what is on there.
Well, I got the same, I think we all got the same notice.
I thought we got two notices.
I just got one.
Did we?
Didn't we get an email earlier before this?
It's at 1:30, and so I have.
How many notices do you have of that meeting?
I have GovOps at one.
There were two, there was one that was.
Otto, you're on GovOps, aren't you?
Yesterday, and then they had a change of the date to today.
Did that one yesterday, the one that was yesterday, did it have an executive session on it? Well, anyway, whatever they're doing in meeting today doesn't have anything to do with working on amendments to the legislation. If the committee is not inclined to have an attorney help us, then I'm happy to use Trey and work with through Trey. I just wanted to make sure that you understood that my first preference was to have someone that was independent of any branch give us an unbiased opinion. I'm not saying that I'm biased. I do have some opinions about what I think doesn't work under the current law.
Well, I say work with Trey and then give it to the AG's office for another set of lenses.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's not the AG's responsibility. Okay. They might give us an opinion on the constitutionality of it somewhere down the road, but I don't know that they would even want to do that. So I'm fine if the committee wants to vote no. My request was that it be capped at five. My request was to send out an RFP capped at $5,000 to assist in revisions to the Independent Press Act, amendments to the Independent Press Act. So that's my motion.
Is there a second?
Oh yeah, you want to write it down?
Please.
Second. I'm in agreement with the committee that already said that we should look at it first. And I'm also in agreement that down the road we might need another set of eyes to look at it as well. So that's why I'm kind of looking at it from both perspectives. So that's the reason I second it and support it now, because it sounds like we might need another set of eyes to look at it once we look at it first. So
I don't know that that's her motion now. She's making a motion to spend up to $5,000 of the Osage people's money to write legislation for this committee. That's what her motion is. And my opinion is that we all get paid to write legislation here at this table. I'm not in agreement with, I'm done sending out work for lawyers to write, to do the job that we're elected to do. I think that Congresswoman Edwards and Trey Gill legislation, two lawyers, they can get that job done and not have to send it out to a third lawyer and spend another $5,000 of the people's money. I'm confident that our two lawyers that we have can do that. Why get a third lawyer involved? But that's everyone can vote how they want. All right, there's a motion on the floor with a second. Can you read the motion?
I just want to say one thing about that. I'm comfortable in my skills too, and I'm comfortable in Trey's skills, but I wanted to make sure that I wanted to foreclose any possibility that someone suggested that somehow that wasn't the proper thing to do. I'll also say that I'd prefer lawyers writing legislation to the executive branch writing it for us and handing it to us and having us put our name on it.
Well, that's not the question at hand right now.
Going on, even as we
Yeah, speak. But that's not germane to this subject right now. It's not. You know it's not. And everyone that's shaking their head knows it's not. We're talking about what's going on right before us. Let's just stay to that subject.
The motion is to approve advertising for a professional to assist the Congress/sponsor in drafting amendments to the Independent Press Act, capped at $5,000.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor with a second. Roll call, please.
Well,
what?
Let's have a discussion.
Yeah, we've been discussing. What do you got?
Oh, we just read it.
Okay.
Is there anything specific that's happened that need to be reviewed at this time, or is there anything specific that's happened that you would want to talk about?
Well, I have a lot of things that I think would warrant looking at the law again, but one of the things is that we've just had come up is that we have a 3-member board and we don't have any alternates or any, the law doesn't provide for a way to have a 3-member board making decisions when people recuse. The editorial
election,
the election board
has two
alternates. Other boards have more than 3 members. So what other board has 3 members besides editorial and election?
That's it, and they're the only two, I think they're the only two boards that really come up against a barrier when election time rolls around.
So, I mean, I think one of the amendments would be to provide for alternates or a means for a board to be seated in the event that recusals cause the inability to function, a board to function. And that's what we've got right now in some instances. And I prefer they not get creative. I prefer that the law be very clear on what happens. I think that's fair to the people and the candidates and everything else.
Well, that doesn't sound like a problem that couldn't be handled by jury. I don't think our attorney could.
Well, it could be handled by me, and it could be handled by Trey. But I certainly want to take personalities out of this because it's too important.
Well, there must be something else to think about, because there's nothing to do with personalities on that issue, is there?
I don't know, not from my standpoint.
Tuggy's fishing. Give him everything you got. Now's the time. Let's move it along, folks. No point in dragging this out. Everyone say what they need to say.
I'm happy to circulate all the information that all the support documentation that would be relevant to the issues that will be in the amendments. So anybody has any documents that are relevant to that, please give them to Trey.
Does the motion say anything about an RFP?
The motion is to approve advertising for a professional to assist the Congress/sponsor in drafting amendments to the Independent Press Act, capped at $5,000.
She mentions that it's advertised, so that's the same thing.
I see.
Okay, is there any more discussion? No. Okay, roll call, please.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Supernov?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfellas?
No.
Good worker. I'll look at it too. Fine.
All right.
The record to reflect.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All those in favor? We're adjourned.
No, I'm fine with that. But that was more for...
I hear you. Okay. I know what it was for, so that no one would say.